My grandmother, Henrietta First, was taking her usual Sunday stroll among the regimented flower beds and manicured lawns so beloved of city-dwelling Prussians. At 25, she was a fine example of Teutonic rude health. Yetta, as she was known by everyone, was 6 feet tall and robustly built. She walked through the park with none of the feminine grace that was expected from ladies of her class. Rather than making her way by trippingly petite steps on the arm of an admirer, Yetta clomped briskly along the graveled paths alone, too busy enjoying the day to worry about the unladylike spectacle she presented to others. Rather than squeezing her considerable frame into the bustles and corsets that constrained the grim-faced ladies she so effortlessly outflanked, Yetta preferred voluminous dresses that draped her outsized form like colorful tents. She swept along in a dramatic, free-flowing swirl, leaving all those rigidly contoured women hobbling in her wake.
Chapter 1. The Prank. I would never have been accused of stealing the koala if Vance Jessup hadn't made me drop a human arm in the shark tank. It wasn't a real human arm. It was a plastic one Vance had stolen from a department store mannequin, but it looked real enough through the glass of the tank, which was how all the trouble started. Vance was the toughest, meanest kid at my middle school. He was in the 8th grade, but he'd been held back twice, which made him a 15-year-old 8th grader. Plus, he was big for his age, nearly 6 feet tall with biceps as thick as Burmese pythons. Every other kid looked like a dwarf next to him. There was a very long list of things I didn't like about Lyndon B. Johnson Middle School, but Vance was at the top of it.